the Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, sports fans. This is the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm Jason Patinkin in Washington, filling in this week for Sonny Young. It's Monday, September 28th. Thank you for tuning in. We got a great show for you lined up, so do not reduce the volume. We'll tip off with the NBA. It's official, the Miami Heat will face LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals starting Wednesday. On Saturday, the Lakers beat the Denver Nuggets in five games. AP's Mark Myers has that story.
LeBron James' triple-double powered the Lakers to a 117-107 victory over the Nuggets to win the Western Conference Finals in five games. James scored 38 points, including 16 in the fourth quarter to help finish it off.
We've played well enough. We're in the fourth quarter, and we have a chance to win. I do not want to play another game. I mean, I love the game, but I do not want to play another game. And that's always been my mindset. I want to be just as desperate as my opponent.
James is now headed to his 10th NBA Finals. Anthony Davis added 27 points. Jeremy Grant and Nikola Jokic each scored 20 points to top Denver. I am Mark Myers.
Thanks to Mark Myers of the AP for that report. On Sunday, the Heat scored 125 points to defeat the Boston Celtics, who scored 113, winning the Eastern Conference Finals in six games. Miami was down by six early in the fourth quarter before regaining control, but a 6-0 burst. Tyler Hero had the last five of those points, tied it at 96. Boston took the lead twice more, with Bam Adebayo answering both times. The Heat never trailed again. The Heat are the only NBA franchise with six finals appearances in the last 15 years. They're seeking their fourth title. Adebayo scored a season-high 32 points and grabbed 14 rebounds.
I let my teammates down in game five. So, you know, I just had to realign myself and be who I really want to become. And I showed that tonight. You know, you said you haven't seen me be a scorer in the fourth before. Well, there you go.
Heat forward Jimmy Butler scored 22 points. He said their work is not done yet.
It feels everything that I thought it would be, especially with this group of guys. But we're not done yet. So just because we're here, we haven't won anything. We haven't done what we're set out to do. So we will enjoy this, knowing our best basketball is still ahead of us.
Hero scored 19 points and had nothing but praise for Butler.
People might label him as a bad teammate or what he's done in the past, but you know he's a tremendous leader for us every night. He lays it all out there, and you know there's no other guy to be able to that we would want to lead.
On the Celtics side, Jaylen Brown scored 26, Jason Tatum had 24 and a career-high 11 assists, and Marcus Smart and Kemba Walker each scored 20. Here's Celtics head coach Brad Stevens.
Miami deserves a lot of credit. They're super physical, super tough, very, very savvy. And I think they're the best team in the East and deserve to be representing the East the way that they've played.
The loss to the Heat is the third time in the last 3 years that the Celtics have been defeated in the Eastern Conference Finals. Here's Celtics guard Kemba Walker.
You just got to learn how to grow, you know. We're going to have to figure out how to win those games down the stretch, you know. But we got time.
From the NBA, we go to tennis. The French Open started Sunday with fewer spectators and drizzly weather. The French Open is normally in June, but was postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Reuters' David Doyle has that story.
Gone are the long queues, and gone is the sunshine, as the French Open began in underwhelming fashion on Sunday. Usually played in May to June, this year's tournament was pushed back to late September, and only 1,000 spectators, chosen by a draw, are allowed on site each day. Organisers had initially hoped to welcome 20,000, about half the normal capacity. Players and guests are being submitted to mandatory testing before being sent to two hotels, which they can only leave to play at Roland Garros or practice in the neighbouring Jean Bouin Stadium. But despite a chill in the air and persistent drizzle, some, like 16-year-old Timothée Lafort, are still delighted to be attending.
It's incredible. In any case, we're lucky that it didn't get cancelled, so we're happy. And we hope that next year it will take place.
The weather in Paris is colder than normal for the Grand Slam event, with the clay court conditions much heavier and slower than the players are accustomed to. Rain is also forecast at Roland Garros for the next 10 days.
That was David Doyle of Reuters. The wet weather didn't stop the play at Roland Garros. American teenage tennis sensation Coco Gauff beat Johanna Konta in straight sets in the opening round. It was 16-year-old Gauff's main draw debut at the French Open. She is already a proven Grand Slam competitor, however, having previously reached the fourth round of Wimbledon and the Australian Open, and the third rounds of the U.S. Open. British number one Konta, a semi-finalist in Paris last year, made 41 errors in total against Gauff. After the match, Gauff said that advice from her father, Corey, helped her calm down.
Honestly, my dad told me something in the warm-up. He was just telling me, he was just like, you're living your dream, so just enjoy and have fun. I mean, his goal was to become an NBA player, and he didn't make it. So he told me, like, you're living your dream, and not everybody gets to do that. So just have fun on the court. And that really changed my perspective, because I was really nervous going into the match, and that kind of calmed me down. And I just realized, like, it's just a tennis match, and I'm doing, like, some things that people wish that they can do. So I just go out there and enjoy it.
Gauff, who is black, has been speaking out against racial injustices in the United States. On Sunday, she commented on the decision last month by tennis authorities to postpone the Western and Southern Open in New York to protest racial injustices.
Honestly, I think it's something I didn't expect, and I think it was the right thing to do, obviously, but, you know, tennis is not really like a sport that would make those changes and make like groundbreaking things. So honestly, when I heard the news that was happening, I was really shocked. And I really think, strongly believe it was because of Naomi. So that just shows how one person can kind of change and make a difference.
The first day of the French Open also had the tournament's first big upset. 19-year-old Italian Yannick Sinner defeated 11th seed David Goffin in straight sets. Here's Sinner after his win.
You never expect that. You know, I've been playing well from the beginning of the second set. You know, I felt comfortable on court, trying to go with the backhand a little bit more down the line and to open the court a little bit. And I think, yeah, that was the key. And trying to move him, you know, trying to mix a little bit the ball. You know, but I don't think that was like one key, you know, it's it was, yeah, tennis match at the end, you know, he maybe didn't felt that well on court, I felt well, and, you know.
Goffin wasn't the only big name to fall. British former number one Andy Murray lost to Stan Wawrinka in just 97 minutes. Goffin said he has struggled with new COVID-19 restrictions.
For me, it's the motivation, I would say, because you feel like kind of worried all the time. You know, it's before every tournament, you know, you don't know if there will be like a wrong test, or you will be positive, negative, and it's the same for your staff. Every week it's different rules, every city it's different, how to travel with the staff, and also in your private life also it can be just not easy. So the most difficult for me, it's like to stay, to be like fresh mentally on the court and to save energy to give everything on the court. That's why I think today it was the toughest part. It's just that I was a little bit empty and no energy today.
Sixth seed Sasha Zverev, who defeated Denis Novak to advance to the second round, said COVID-19 makes play difficult, but at least they get to play.
We all have to adjust. This is not in any way perfect for us players as well. We would have rather played it in May, June, this event. But As I said, Roland Garros, I think, is doing the best job possible to hold this event. I think all the players are happy to play. I think all the players are just happy to be playing tennis at all right now, because a lot of tournaments like Wimbledon or something like that, they just said, okay, we're not holding it this year. We're going to wait until the pandemic ends, and then that's it.
Let's pivot now to Premier League football. Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon has the latest.
Sporty greetings to you, Jason. I really enjoyed hosting the show last week, and I wish you all the best in the hot seat this week. English striker of Nigerian descent Tammy Abraham, his fellow countrymen of Ghanaian descent Callum Hudson-Odoi and Mason Mount all recorded their names on the score sheet as Chelsea battled back from 3-3 to draw 3-3 at West Bromwich Albion in their English Premier League clash played on Saturday. In other fixtures, Jamie Vardy scored a hat-trick containing 2 penalties as Leicester City came from behind to stun host Manchester City in a wild 5-2 win and collect a 3rd straight victory to open the Premier League season on Sunday. An incredible opening strike from Algerian international playmaker Riyad Mahrez masked what was otherwise a shambolic performance as the Foxes became the first team to score 3 penalties in a single Premier League game. Tottenham fell foul of the Premier League's newly adopted interpretation of defensive handballs, conceding a penalty deep into stoppage time to draw 1-1 at home to Newcastle, while Manchester United got his first Premier League points of the season, thanks to a 100th-minute penalty from Bruno Fernandes, to finally win 3-2 in an enthralling game against Brighton Hove Albion. Arsenal and Liverpool are set to renew their rivalry on Monday night, this time in the Premier League. The Gunners and the Reds have squared it off twice in the last 2 months, with Arsenal cruising to a 2-1 victory in the league and winning on post-match penalties in the Community Shield. Newly signed Spanish midfielder Thiago Alcantara is in contention to make his first start against Arsenal, while Jordan Henderson and Joel Matip have been ruled out of the clash. It is also important to note that Liverpool have won their past 4 home league games against Arsenal, the best run at Anfield since a 7-match winning streak ended in 1988. The Gunners also have an opportunity to win back-to-back league games against Liverpool for the first time since September 2012. Fulham also takes on Aston Villa in the other Premier League fixture at Craven Cottage. Mauro Icardi scored a goal in each half to earn Paris Saint-Germain a 2-0 French League win over Reims. PSG started their latest title defense with back-to-back defeats but have now won 3 games in a row without conceding. Morgan Sanson scored a stoppage time equalizer to salvage a 1-1 draw for Marseille against Metz, while veteran Turkish striker Burak Yılmaz grabbed his first goal of the season as unbeaten Lille beat Nantes 2-0 to move to the top of the French league. Naif Agued and French forward of Guinean descent Seru Guraisi got their names on the score sheet as René recorded a 3-0 away win at Saint-Étienne on Saturday, which restored their lead on the top of the French league table. 6-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi's desire to leave Barcelona showed no sign of impacting his own pitch performance, as he and Spanish winger of Guinea-Bissauan descent Ansu Fati led the 4-0 dismantling of Villarreal on Sunday, marking a triumphant start to the Ronald Koeman era. The 17-year-old is now the youngest player from the top 5 European leagues to score 10-plus goals in all competitions since the start of last season. Real Madrid edged out Real Betis 3-2 in an eventful game for their first win of the La Liga season on Saturday, thanks to a late Sergio Ramos penalty that was furiously protested by Betis, while Luis Suarez made an immediate impact at Atletico Madrid by scoring 2 and setting up another as they trounced Granada 6-1 on Sunday. Moving on to the Italian league, 5-time Ballon d'Or winner Cristiano Ronaldo once again stunned fans with his unbelievable heading ability as he pulled back an all-important equalizer for Juventus to earn a 2-2 draw against Roma. AC Milan also defeated Crotone with a 2-0 victory to seal their 2nd win of the season. Ivorian midfielder Frank Kessie and Brahim Diaz scored the 2 goals that helped the Rossoneri continue their winning streak, While Belgian star of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku and Danilo D'Ambrosio also scored two late goals as Inter Milan grabbed a thrilling season opening 4-3 win over Frank Ribery-inspired Fiorentina on Saturday. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
All right. Thank you, Prince, for that report. Staying with football, in Zambia, the men's national team head coach Milutin Michos Radojevic says 23 players will be selected to represent the country in the African Nations Championship, or CHAN. That tournament was introduced in 2009 for players who compete in the domestic leagues of their countries. Cameroon will host the tournament in January 2021. Here's Coach Micho speaking from Lusaka to reporter Mike Mbonye.
We believe that we need to have the complete player in order to be ready for the task ahead of them. And that is exactly, we need to have players that are theoretically aware about the challenges that are ahead of us. We need to have players that are mentally strong to answer to everything what football is bringing in front of us from the competitive aspect. They need to be physically fit in order to have that the strongest feeling in sport feeling I can, to be technically effective in order to effectively use the technique in limited time space under the pressure of numbers that we shall expect on final tournament of CHAN. And finally, we need to be tactically extremely competitive. And that to happen, we shall have a comprehensive program already prepared and presented in previous point. And I believe in work we do, I believe in players we have, and I believe that we shall represent Zambia in the best possible way on the CHAN Cameroon 2021 from 16th of January.
Are you going to make it an all-commerce affair, or do you have a team already in place?
We are having a strong technical direction. We are using COSAFA Senior Challenge Cup as a special feeding conveyor belt for the senior team. We are having international friendlies that are helping us to have the players from the senior national team, targeting Africa Cup of Nations and targeting the World Cup in Qatar 2022. We are having youth categories from where we are promoting the most talented and the best players. And of course, we are having CHAN, that is a fourth pillar of our development program. We want as many as possible professional players locally to have good performance at CHAN and then to raise the attention of professional clubs and become the professionals that will serve to Chipolopolo Zambia much more better later. However, I need also to say a very important fact, and that is that we are keeping in consistency the team that has qualified against Botswana and Swaziland. Backbone is there. Some of them have become professionals, so we needed to find able replacement. This is why we have done the selection in February and March of 131 players from Premier and First Division in Zambia, selected 55 the best. From 55 the best, 15 of them, believe it or not, have become professionals in between, and we have remained with 40 the best players we are having at present in the country. And those 40 will be reduced to last 23 that will go to represent Zambia on final tournament of CHAN. So we are going to have an already known team that we need to develop, to improve the elements in open play, in transitions, in set pieces, defensively and offensively, and so much work ahead of us, but we believe that we know which direction we want to take our team.
That was Milutin Michos Radojevic, head coach of Zambia's men's national football team, speaking to reporter Mike Mbonye by phone from Lusaka. And last of all, we hear from reporter Samson Omale. Samson has an update on martial arts and more from Abuja, Nigeria.
Nigerian-born New Zealand professional mixed martial artist Israel Adesanya, who retained his UFC middleweight champion title with a second-round knockout of Brazilian Paulo Costa on Saturday. Adesanya delivered a top-notch performance on Fight Island to retain his UFC middleweight title for the second time in Dubai. The last style bender, as he's popularly called, has now maintained his 100% record in the octagon, extending his dominance dominance in the UFC middleweight. The victory over Costa makes it the 20th in Adesanya's career.
I had to make y'all remember, and I had to remind the world why. We the best. I wanted to do service to the middleweight division, and that's a hard act to follow, but we're doing the work, right, Huge? 100%.
And now to Uganda, where the Uganda Boxing Federation is asking for some reprieve and adjustments from the standard operating procedure put in place to restart the sport. Uganda Boxing Federation President Moses Muhangi says the procedure given for sports to come out of lockdown are unrealistic given the small budgets Federation operates with.
So now you cannot ask them. People are struggling to get equipment. They're struggling to get gloves. And you're asking them to come and pay here and there every single time another is going to come. So it doesn't make any sense. And we don't see us resuming as soon as we had anticipated.
In the same vein, the Association of Uganda University Sports has officially called off this year's University Football League and the East African University Games that were due to take place at Njeje University this December. Association General Secretary Patrick Sibu Liba says despite the presidential declaration of the resumption of sports in the country, universities will not be able to afford the prohibitively high charges of the COVID-19 test for their teams.
Government has opened up the university opening in October, but definitely the time period is not enough. Even if everything was to be possible, it is practically impossible for the games to take on because the tests that are supposed to be taken as per the SOPs given by the Ministry of Health cannot be met. The cost is too high.
Staying with East Africa, President Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya on Saturday presided over the reopening of the Nyayo National Stadium with a warning to Sports Kenya to ensure that the facilities that the government is constructing and refurbishing are managed well.
In just over a week, this stadium will play host to the Kipkeino Classic, which will be the first ever World Athletics Continental Tour event to be held on the African continent. The event will bring together elite athletes from all over the world to compete in various track and field events on Saturday, October 3rd.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria. It's back to you in Washington.
Thank you, Samson. That was Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria. That's it for this Monday, September 28th edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. On behalf of producer Mukbil Yabaro, I'm Jason Patinkin in Washington. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a great evening.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bubu music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international.